The main lobby was already busy on this Monday morning, as if the lawyers and their clients wanted an early start to the week. There was a crowd waiting by the elevator, so Theo raced up two flights of stairs and down the east wing where family court was held. His mother was a noted divorce lawyer, one who always represented the wife, and Theo knew this area of the building well. Since divorce trials were decided by judges, juries were not used, and since most judges preferred not to have large groups of spectators observing such sensitive matters, the courtroom was small. By its door, several lawyers huddled importantly, obviously not agreeing on much. Theo searched the hallway, then turned a corner and saw his friend. She was sitting on one of the old wooden benches, alone, small and frail and nervous. When she saw him, she smiled and put a hand over her mouth. Theo hustled over and sat next to her, very closely, knees touching. With any other girl, he would have placed himself at least 2 feet away and prevented any chance of contact. But April Finnamore was not just any girl. They had started pre-kindergarten together at the age of 4 at a nearby church school, and they had been close friends since they could remember. It wasn't a romance. They were too young for that. Theo did not know of a single 13-year-old boy in his class who admitted to having a girlfriend. Just the opposite. They wanted nothing to do with them, and the girls felt the same way. Theo had been warned that things would change, and dramatically, but that seemed unlikely. April was just a friend, and one in a great deal of need at the moment. Her parents were divorcing, and Theo was extremely grateful his mother was not involved with the case. The divorce was no surprise to anyone who knew the Finnamores. April's father was an eccentric antique dealer, and the drummer for an old rock band that still played in nightclubs and toured for weeks at a time. Her mother raised goats and made goat cheese, which she peddled around town in a converted funeral hearse painted bright yellow. An ancient spider monkey with gray whiskers rode shotgun and munched on the cheese, which had never sold very well. Mr. Boone had once described the family as non-traditional, which Theo took to mean downright weird. Both her parents had been arrested on drug charges, though neither had served time.
"Are you okay?" Theo asked.
"No," she said. "I hate being here." She had an older brother named August, an older sister named March, and both fled the family. August left the day after he graduated from high school. March dropped out at the age of 16 and left town, leaving April as the only child for her parents to torment. Theo knew all of this because April told him everything. She had to. She needed someone outside of her family to confide in, and Theo was her listener.
"I don't want to live with either of them," she said.
It was a terrible thing to say about one's parents, but Theo understood completely. He despised her parents for the way they treated her. He despised them for the chaos of their lives, for their neglect of April, for their cruelty to her. Theo had a long list of grudges against Mr. and Mrs. Finnamore. He would run away before being forced to live there. He did not know of a single kid in town who'd ever set foot inside the Finnamore home. The divorce trial was in its third day, and April would soon be called to the witness stand to testify. The judge would ask her the fateful question, "April, which parent do you want to live with?" And she did not know the answer. She had discussed it for hours with Theo, and she still did not know what to say. The great question in Theo's mind was, why did either parent want custody of April? Each had neglected her in so many ways. He'd heard many stories, but he had never repeated a single one.
"What are you going to say?" he asked.
"I'm telling the judge that I want to live with my Aunt Peg in Denver."
"I thought she said no."
"She did."
"Then you can't say that."
"What can I say, Theo?" "My mother would say that you should choose your mother. I know she's not your first choice, but you don't have a first choice."
"But the judge can do whatever he wants, right?"
"Right. If you were 14, you could make a binding decision. At 13, the judge will only consider your wishes. According to my mother, this judge almost never awards custody to the father. Play it safe. Go with your mother." April wore jeans, hiking boots, and a navy sweater. She rarely dressed like a girl, but her gender was never in doubt. She wiped a tear from her cheek, but managed to keep her composure.
"Thanks,